After 3 exhausting days of presentations, not to mention one of the longest conference discos I've ever attended, it was time to head home. I met up with Rebecca Oakey in the final coffee break to chat about her highlights of the conference, starting with the very first lecture of the whole meeting, a talk from Bonnie Bassler from Princeton University in the US about how cholera bacteria club together.
So Bonnie's talk really focused on bacteria and their behaviour, how they group together in these biofilms, which are groups of bacteria that arrange themselves in a way that stick to your gut and form an infection. And just the way she presented that work, the visual tools that she used to show us about those bacteria was absolutely fantastic. And I think what we really need to do is understand more about cholera, because actually cholera is a model organism for so many other nasty gastrointestinal infections.
And what about some of the other big plenary talks? There was Bill Harris talking about his lifetime of work on the eye, the retina.
So Bill Harris really gave a fantastic personal but very scientific reflection on his work over the years, where he started in California, moved to Cambridge, has been working basically on understanding the different cells in the retina, and by characterizing them with all these beautiful different colors and fluorophores, we see a real visual picture of the anatomy of the retina.
What was lovely about that talk and some of the talks that gave more of an overview was seeing how techniques have changed. So starting from work done maybe 20, 30 years ago, when you've got really basic techniques and everything was so hard and so difficult, and now you can label stuff with fluorescent dyes in all shades of the rainbow.
Yeah, the real visual pictures we saw in terms of those multi-colour dyes and techniques for labelling cells is just fantastic. You know, starting off with some very, very simple techniques. The anatomy is still the same, but the way we can view it is so much more complicated and so much more informative.
One of the other strands in the conference has been something called newly tractable systems. What did we mean by that? What were you trying to achieve, and what were some of the standout talks there?
So we've always in biology use models to study biological systems, and some of those models are really well understood. Their genomes are sequenced, we know a lot about the genes that act in these organisms, they behave in standard ways, but actually what we really want to do is sort of push that out and start looking at other organisms which are not as well understood, maybe don't have all their genome sequenced, maybe don't have any of their genome sequenced. So we were really looking today at bees and trees, honeybees, bumblebees, ash trees, oak trees, and really trying to push ahead the genetic sides of organisms that wouldn't traditionally been used in breeding experiments.
This is a genetic society joint meeting, but there's a lot of epigenetics talks, you know, getting towards being the epigenetics society.
Well, I'm afraid there was quite a heavy emphasis on epigenetics, but that was good because it actually crossed all of the societies, and there were epigenetics talks within every grouping. But I think we had some very good talks discussing the moving elements, the transposons in the genome, which hop around, and they interdigitated amongst all sorts of different disciplines, but were brought together, I think, by David Balkan's talk, which was a medal talk, the Genetic Society medal talk, which was just fantastic as it talked about so many of these sort of movable elements in plants.
And we're on the last morning today, the packed lunches are being prepared, everyone's slightly wrestling with their hangovers after an excellent disco last night. But were there any talks this morning that caught your eye?
Well, there were two absolutely stunning talks. First of all, we've got a brand new DNA methyltransferase, DNMT3C. We thought A and B were the end of the stories, but we have a new enzyme, one that's just popped out of a very, very complicated screen that wasn't looking at all for a methyltransferase, and it just popped right out. And I think this is just the way that we need to do biology and genetics, is to actually look and see what's there rather than looking for something that we're expecting to find there. And that was an amazing talk. And that was from Deborah Borghese's group in the Curie Institute in Paris. It was an absolutely fantastic.
And so that's a new enzyme that puts on these epigenetic marks, these kind of molecular post-it notes on genes.
Yes.
That is a really big discovery.
Yeah, it's a massive discovery, and it was a beautiful science paper, and I think that we really have to learn from that you've got to look at what your data tell you and not look for things in your data. It was absolutely paradigm of making sure that when you look at complicated genetic things that you're not swayed by things you're expecting to find. It's really good. And secondly, Miriam Hemberger's work on the placenta, her take-home message is it's not just about the aging oocyte, really your placenta's age and the endometrium and all those good tissues that feed the fetus are just really, really important. The older they get, the harder it is to have an uncomplicated birth. And I think in mammals that's really important because that relates to aging and the things that we are encountering in our current society.
So as we approach Easter, it's not all about the eggs.
It's really not all about the eggs.
Rebecca Oakey from King's College London and the Genetic Society. Sadly, the other Genetic Society medal lecturer she mentioned, David Balcombe, he's the winner of the Mendel Medal, managed to escape before I could grab an interview with him. I do hope to track him down for a future show to discuss his groundbreaking work on RNA interference in plants, so watch this space.